WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
This is WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSHF 567, WRWB 49, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wonder how many other people are out here this morning. In there, Charlie, Tim, Paul. Paul.
I'm awake. WSBT 754.
Morning time there, Charlie.
Hi, buddy. Kind of chilly, though.
I actually had to turn the heat on in the house to get the dampness out. I'm like, man. I woke up this morning, it's like damn cold in here. Look at the temperature on the thermostat. It said, 65, but it felt colder.
Yeah, I tossed the covers off this morning and reached right over and grabbed them back. Took another 10 minutes.
Yeah, right. Somebody else is trying to get in there, but way too much bacon frying. I don't know if that was Sam trying to get in there or what.
Thursday, Mike. I guess it don't matter to you. You work every day, but it's Thursday over here.
Yeah, I haven't had a day off since, God, I can't remember now. It's been so long. Oh, brother.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, man. I really value my days off.
Well, when you've been doing it for over 20 years, you get used to it.
Yeah, I suppose. How do you get anything done around the house, man? I get home from work, man, within a couple hours, my eyes are slammed shut.
Oh, trust me, I find time for that, too. I do, trust me. It gets done. I'm like the president, I work on, 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I need at least six. I'm pretty good if I get six. Thing is, during the weekend, if I lay down and take a nap, those 2 or 3 hour naps come off my 6 hours sleep, so I'll go to bed and be up 3 hours later.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah.
Well, on a good note, I got two of my broke down machines fixed yesterday, and those are back up and running. One of them I've been waiting on real bad. I have a job I need to get finished in it. Lost about a week's production on it. It's for an outside outfit, and I'm sure they're going to be wanting their parts soon. So I've got one more waiting on parts. Another one waiting on a fixture to get ground, and one waiting on a part for an air regulator. And then I might have all my machines running, just nobody to run them.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah. That's like a lost art, working on machines and making parts. Now that everything's all, 3D printed now, and they have computerized CNC machines that do the work for you?
Yeah, well, somebody's still got to program them. So at least my job's okay for a while. But just getting people to want a job anymore is ridiculous, man. They want to bring in so much more work. We got the machine capacity, just don't have the people.
Yeah, that seems to be the problem anymore. I mean, jobs are plentiful, it's just that nobody wants to work. And they would rather just sit at home, you know, reap the benefits off you and I, and do nothing all day. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I've really been wondering how people pay their bills, man. Everybody's got phones and internet and food and housing, and how it's getting paid for, I don't know.
Well, they've gone the way of piggybacking off of our billfold.
Well, I wish they'd figure out a way to go find a job, because they are out there, man. There are jobs everywhere. You just can't get people to come and apply for them, and when they do, you tell them, well, you know, we got to pass a drug test here. Oh, well, yeah, about that, Steve.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Too many people on street candy, and they can't get hired in nowhere.
Well, they look at us like we're crazy. You know, we tell them, hey, you got to pass a test. That includes weed. And they're like, but weed's legal. Well, it sure is. Except it's not federally legal, and we're under federal contract, so, you know, no weed for you. And they're like, okay, well, yeah, I'll get back with you.
Right. Of course. That's what usually happens.
Well, another year and a half and it won't be my problem anymore. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. There you go.
So where are you working today?
They got me back in New Baltimore today. So, I'll be there.
Well, not too far away then. You know, the thing is about New Baltimore area now today, man, there's not a real easy way in and out, you know. So much traffic in and out of there.
Yeah, there really isn't. I mean, any way you try to go about it, it's, you know, there isn't. Well, they finally got Green Street reopened. I mean, both ways, it's all freshly paved. So that's all smooth sailing.
Wasn't so congested in the 80s.
Is that Sam?
Sir, good morning.
Morning, Sam.
I think somebody else is trying to get in there. But they cut themselves short.
Floor's open.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. We got Sam out here and Charlie.
Good morning, Sam. I didn't hear the second name you said. Who was that?
The leaves are coming down.
Yes, that's the air.
Glacier maple in my bag. Really red, really good red. But the thing is, the leaves fall too easy. You don't really get the whole effect of it, you know. They'll start turning red, and then suddenly they drop, and that rain we had yesterday morning didn't help. Yeah, you and Mike doubled a little bit in the beginning. So I got like three-quarters of what you said. Mike, what did you say? Because you and Charlie were doubling 50-50 there.
Like 50-150? Anyway, what I was saying was, yeah, I wish these things would drop all at once so I could just pick them all up and get it done and over with.
Okay, we got a jammer in there. Yeah, so it is what it is. It doesn't work that way, but yeah, I try to scoop them up as much as possible. You know, it is what it is. And I shut down the sprinkler system yesterday and blew that all out, so I've got that completed. Yeah, I was just looking at my garden hoses this morning with the dog outside, thinking I better get them drained and put away before they're covered in snow and split with the ice.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Put them away.
It's about that time to put that stuff away.
Snow shovel. You need to keep that antenna vertical or get in a better spot, Sam. The in the background is competing with your voice there. Charlie, is this your Friday? No, not this week. I gotta work tomorrow. Go. Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Like I told Charlie, I don't get a day off, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm used to it.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. Hey, some people, you know, they found a way to retire at 32. I don't know how they did it, but more power to them. Well, I wasn't one of them, that's for sure.
Who the heck can retire that young unless they're on the taxpayer dole?
Well, I don't know, but the brochure says it sounds pretty good. I'm just not sure. I've seen a brochure for Toledo, Ohio, too, and it said that was a pretty nice place. So be careful of the brochures. Or 20 years in the military, you can retire 38, 39, like my son did. Now he's got a six-digit job doing the same thing he did when he was in. Yeah, so that's a pretty good deal, right? So he gets the military retirement, plus he's working, and he'll probably get something from them. Maybe not a pension, depending on his job, but you know what, he's making money, probably got a 401k, you know, who knows what else, right? It's not a bad thing. No, not a bad thing at all. Both his daughters will get a free ride to college anywhere they want to go in California, and he's got his, you know, pension, and he's making six figures, yeah. And here I am slaving away, trying to get people to come to work. Terrible. Mike?
Yeah, the the one gentleman I take care of, his brother, you know, he retired up to 20 years and then got a job working at Northrop Grumman and Oshkosh Defense, and then retired from that. But he was a colonel for like 20 years in the military.
I was very surprised that our boys stayed in that long. We wanted them to go at least just 4 years because we couldn't afford college. And I wasn't about to let them sit around doing flipping burgers for 20 hours a week. I said the best thing for you is join the military and do 4 years, figure out what you're going to do, and make some money for college. Well, he stayed in 23 years. Pretty proud of them.
Yeah, and you know, they don't pay them really well, you know. So 23 years, yeah, that's quite a long time.
I wonder how many countries he was stationed at, you know.
Lucky dude, he was stationed in San Diego his entire career. A few different ships. He was on the Constellation, the Ronald Reagan. Forget the other one, all aircraft carriers. And he did his whole 20 stationed right there in San Diego, and that's where he's still at.
Yeah, what branch was he in?
He's in the Navy. He was a machinist mate like I was. I wanted to go West Coast. They give us three choices during boot camp, and all three of my choices were West Coast. And I ended up in Norfolk, the armpit of the world.
Yeah, Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, we were living in El Paso at the time, and I wanted them to get the hell away from the Mexican border, going over there partying all the time with his friends, and I wanted him away from that environment, so they sent him to San Diego, right up the road from Tijuana.
Yep, I am familiar. How old is your son?
46, I think.
Oh, real close to my nephew's age. He's a little younger by, you know, 5 years or so. So, okay. Same place, though.
Yeah, he hit all the places overseas I wanted to go. Australia, Japan, the Philippines. Not me. I got the Mediterranean cruise three times, and same places every time. It got boring. I really wanted to be a West Coast Navy. Go ahead, Mike. WSBT 754.
Yeah, my one guy is, you know, his brother traveled. He was stationed all over the world, man. Like 23 different countries he was stationed. So he didn't really stay here. Well, I'll take that back. When he became a colonel, they had him stationed over at Selfridge, and he was living there in the they got the officers you know, quarters over there, those old colonial homes. So he did stay there for a long duration. Then he retired, of course, and then just stayed here. But he's originally from the Bronx.
Charlie, when you went out on the ships, didn't you go out for like a month at a time or something, or longer?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit longer. Longest cruise I was ever on was 9.5 months. We had 5 days of liberty and 9.5 months in Singapore. But we were gone. We went to the Suez Canal in the Indian Ocean and all over Mediterranean. That was a long cruise, man. But normally, kind of pretty standard aircraft carrier cruise. It was around 6 months.
Oh, man, that's a long time without being on land.
Yeah, people were getting at each other's throats, man, after that cruise. 9.5 months with 5 days liberty. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
I worked with a gal once, and she was stationed at a submarine for like about 6 to 8 months, and her job was to collect the intelligence data.
Yeah, there'd be no way you'd get me on the submarine. That ain't happening. John, in the coffee spot. I'm gonna go in and make my coffee and see what's happening inside. All right. Well, good morning, Charlie. Mike.
Yeah, we'll talk to you later, Charlie. I'll probably hear you out here this afternoon on my way home.
ISAF, just AWSBT 754, clear.
Have a good day, 754, WSHF 567, monitoring.
Yes, Sam. You were real good there, Sam, whatever you did there. Plenty strong.
I'm on 20 now, before I was on 18.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, yeah, this one's good. Real good.
Yes, yeah, I don't know it by channel numbers. I just know it by frequency.
Oh, 20, what he's saying is 20 is 675. So on these pre-programmed radios, that's what it is, Mike. It's kind of 20 to him. So 19 would be 650 and 18 would be 625. So it's kind of a standard channelization for it.
I get it, but I don't have it memorized, you know, by the channels with the pre-programmed preset radios. I just know it by frequency, that's it.
I think they all stop, obviously, in 25s, and it starts at 550, if I'm not mistaken, right up to 7.25. I don't think there is a 750, so. And then there are some other channels mixed in with that, but as far as the repeaters, I think from 550 to 7.25 every 25.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to take a bow out here for a minute. I got some stuff to do here, so I will be talking at you guys later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
All right, we'll catch you later. Have a good one. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Have a good day, Mike. WSHF 567. I'm still here monitoring. Hey, Paul, have a good day. I'm listening.
All right, Sam, yeah, be good. And we'll talk to you later. WSHF 567 from WSHM 738. See you. Good morning.
Good morning. Have a good day, guys. WRNW 329.
Did you stop and get your eggs and hash browns?
It's a negative. I brought a lunch today. Save a few dollars.
Oh, there you go. not a bad idea. I know you're probably getting close. It's about time you check out too, so I think anyways, have a good morning from WSHM 738.
Two or three minutes, I'm going to climb out. Just enjoying my tea sitting in the parking lot. Have yourself a good day. Good morning. WRNW329, I'm clear.
WSFC 902. WSFC 790. You up, Frank?
WSTI 432 monitoring.
422, you still in there?
I'm here. This is WSTI 432.
I heard you. I was coming down the hallway. Morning time, Jimmy. WSTI 432.
Good morning, Dave. Is that you? This is WSTI 432. It's really hard to hear. I got a lot of static in the background there.
Yeah, Roger. It's me, man. I just wanted to wave good morning to you. I know Detroit's kind of excessively noisy today. I just got to deal with it, that's all. But I was coming down the hall, and I heard you be up. And I haven't talked to you in a while, but how's things going?
I can hear you better there. Yeah, things are going pretty good here. I heard you last night, and then there's too much fog going on, and then went back down. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that repeater, but yeah, how's things going with you?
Yeah, things are going, you know, as good as they can get. Well, they can get better, but one day runs into the next. But everything's all right. I'm all right. And, I was on a, I took a hiatus in the radio for a few days. I had stuff I had to take care of. I didn't bother. Well, I didn't know that we were linked back up either till last night there. It's been quite a while since we've been linked up, okay.
Yeah, the Flint repeater's been down for probably a good month. It came on yesterday for a couple hours, and now it's back down. I don't know what the deal is, but yeah, it's good hearing you, man.
I appreciate that. Same here, man. That's why I said it's been a while. Sounding good. No problems at all. Everything else like that, man. So. All right, I'm going to go ahead and sip my coffee, make myself fully up here, see what's happening out here while I'm sitting here. So, but it's great talking to you. It is. Always is. And you had yourself a good day. And if we don't talk later, I don't know if they're going to keep us linked up or what. You know how that works. So, but good talking to you. Like I said, we'll talk a little bit, hopefully later. WSSV 793, I'll clear
it. Yeah, right on, man. Yeah, I appreciate the shout out there. I'm over here on the Macomb repeater up in Elmont right now. I'm sitting here waiting for the boss to open up the shop here. Yeah, I keep trying that Flint repeater, but there's no key back there, so no tones when I let go of the key. It is what it is, but yeah, we'll talk again there. This is WSTI 432, and I'll be clear going into work now.
Roger, Roger, my friend. Have a good day. Station 902. You up? 793. 502 WSOC7.
ZX-218, you're pretty scratchy there, fella.
Alright, man, is that any better?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, that's a lot better there.
I don't know, I had something on my tray leaning up against my antenna a little bit. And I don't know that stuff when you have to see you. I know the repeater's pretty noisy today, though.
Copy that. That's most. Yeah, the repeater is very, very noisy this morning, so it's damn near blocking you out there, but you're a lot better now there, roger.
Yeah, roger that. Appreciate you letting me know. Because I talked to one person this morning, that's it, man. There's just nobody out here. I tried to call my son 902, and I ain't heard from them either, so I don't know if it's because there's nobody out here, or maybe I had a problem with my transmitter, like you just pointed out, but
roger.
Roger.
No, it's just been dead out here, Dave. Several days, it didn't quiet, and barely anybody on here. So that's what's going on. Everything seems to be working. It's just a noisy repeater today, extra noisy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I noticed that it's extra noisy today. I believe we're still being tough too, because I talked to Chuck out in Saginaw this morning. Well, I believe we're still linked up. But, I heard a couple people that I didn't know. GR-41-52 going to Detroit. I noticed that it's really something noisy today.
I copy. Yeah, I think I heard them out there, too. I don't know, they were just coming in from somewhere. They were on Detroit, though. But overall, it's been very quiet. Very quiet the last couple, 3 days, especially.
Yeah, right, you guys. Besides having things to do, stuff I had to take care of, I have to get out of this 3 days. I come in here, turn it on, pull my call letters out, help them come back, shut it back off, and just leave it. We've been talking about that past couple of days, how
called Baptist City County, used to be, you know, was full of constant business. Now, I'm not talking about weekdays, you know, work days. I'm talking about even on the weekends. So, I went on a three-day hiatus to do okay. Roger that. Man, I didn't heard you out there steady a couple of days. Yeah, it happens, but it's been quiet, and I haven't heard any banding or anything going on either, so it's been one of them times, I guess. But we're just hanging out, getting up for the day here. Maybe he's out here, Roger.
Roger that. Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm fully awake now, but I'm on my fourth cup, but I think I'm going to roll around after I get this fourth cup and do some things that I've been wanting to do. But for the time being, yeah, I'm just sitting here. I got the radio on and watching some videos on YouTube. Waiting to see if I can get a 902 is going to get out here and get me out of these open streets. I had to command them. I had to command them. I guess. So, all right, very good, Randall. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and stay quiet and do what I'm doing here. Finish drinking my coffee and figuring out like how it works here, Roger.
I copy that. All right, Dave. Talk to you later on or something. Have the rest of a good day. It's WIRZX218, and we're listening on the frequency.
The last day, always good talking to you. I've got to know that it is good talking to you. All right, if you have yourself a good day, keep my time.
Detroit is awful. Extra awful this morning, isn't it, Roger?
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on out there. The weather probably changed that thing.
Yeah, it usually straightens up as the day goes on. We'll see what happens. But that's pretty noisy. I could barely hear them. But, here's what it is, Roger.
Because he's too far from that Detroit repeater. He'll be better off in Mount Clemens. Because he's right there on the east side, and that Mount Clemens repeater is right there on the east side.
Copy that. Yeah, from Warren, I think he's at. But go out here and pick some leaves up today. Heard a couple of them on the ground there, copy?
Yeah, me too. I got stuffed a lot of loads of leaves out there. You got to do it all. It might take about an hour or a couple of hours. You know what? But it's hard to breathe with these leaves out there.
I know. And there's dust. You crumple in your fingers. Yeah, damn. Before any rain moves in here this weekend. Can't be doing no wet leaves there, Roger.
I got to do that this morning, too. Plus, I got to finish up a cleanup outside from all that planning and all that stuff. I haven't finished yet.
Yeah, I mean, getting your garden all cleaned out and ready to go for the winter.
Yeah. Are you on that, what are you on, the harvest?
Roger that.
Let me tell you, that harvest, it does a hell of a job everywhere.
I was picking up some stations in Mayville last week, up there, 235, that old Michigami repeater was coming in here a little bit. Only on the harvest, I switched it over to the Yagi, and poof, goes right away. So, yeah, it works.
Yeah, now you're doing good with that harvest. And you're also doing good with that 2x4 in the truck, too. It sounds good, too. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I re-ran the wire. I re-ran the coax. Got it going through a little more now. So it wasn't hanging in the wind and stuff. I kind of rerouted it. But the only thing I don't like about it is when you lift up the spring on it to bend it back, you know, it wants to bind up a little bit, so you got to be very careful. But other than that, it's excellent.
Yeah, you know that thing is, you can open it up, put it down, put it up, if you're going like higher places. Or, you know, a hospital or something like that.
Yeah, roger. You got to use both hands and hold the mag mount down tight, you know, and then work it. Yeah, I like it. It works fine for the height on it. You know, I don't bang too many trees. Just got to watch it here and there. But, that radio's still putting out only 31 watts, so on high power, so that's it. I just leave it on that, so be okay.
Where are you now, on that DB20 or are you on that ocean?
I'm on my ocean base, medium, 10 watt medium setting on it, roger.
Yeah, that sounds good. The audio is excellent too. It's very good.
I don't need to put it on the 20 watt medium setting. 10 is just fine for normal activity going on in the atmosphere, roger.
You're coming really good on that harvest. The harvest, it does the job for everybody. So, all right, Randall, I got to have my coffee. I got up an hour ago, and I was on a morning brew. And the question today, you got a cowboy hat? Yeah, I got a cowboy hat. Anyhow, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. I got to get some coffee going. WIUG48.
Yeah, copy that, Jack. All right. I'll take my handheld out back in the yard. See you. Talk on it later. Doing these leads. All right, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218. And we're going to be listening on this frequency. Hey, Randall. Did this improve me any, is it any better? Yeah, you're a lot better now. You can just hear the diesel in the background from the repeater. Not so much static now, Roger. All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, I forgot to raise my Venetian blind. I forgot that I have it all the way down. It screws with my signal. I couldn't figure out. After what Jack was saying, I'm thinking, well, you know, I haven't touched anything, haven't messed with it. It needs the repeater. But then I have to glance over, and I'm like, oh, I know what's going on. So I raised up my Venetian blind, and that should take care of it. Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you're a lot better now. Way better. I appreciate it, yeah, because like I said, I was just curious. Jack, if you're still out there, I'm going to wave a good morning to you. I was going to do that, but I'd, you know, let you and Randall have at it, and then get in and wave good morning. I couldn't figure out what was going on, and I figured it's got to be the repeater, and then it occurred to me, it always slips my mind, I forget to raise, sometimes I forget to raise up the Venetian blind. If I drop the Venetian blind, it screws up my signal. And so I raised the Venetian blind. I hope that takes care of it. Anyway, talk to you gentlemen a little bit. Good morning time, WSFZ 793. I'm listening.
Hi, Dave. Take care. Have a good day. Good morning to you, too. WIAB 48.
Roger that, my friend.
WSHR 566 on your monitoring.
Station 922. Station 922, WIUG 48, copy. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WSCM 902 is catching the repeater here.
902, that's a good check.
Roger that. Thank you very much.
WRVV 690, clear.
WSFA 972. WRVV 690, you out there?
Yeah, Roger that. WRVV 690 is definitely monitoring both of them.
Roger that. Oh, fine. trying to get some feedback there. Apparently in the little mall here at Lafayette and St. Albans, waiting on the sale from the grocery store here.
Copy that. Copy that. Yeah, you come in much better when you switch over to the truck there. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, copy that. Are you mobile or are you at the barn?
I'm mobile out here in Warren, Hoover, northbound, heading to 14.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, just waiting out here real quick. The sun's kind of baking me. I'm messed around and turned towards it.
Do you have two radios on in there?
That's a firm. I tried to turn it down a little bit. I got one that, the one I'm talking on, I don't have the volume up on it. Just like yesterday, I had the other one where I can hear.
Okay, it sounded like you had a reverb going. So, yeah, copy that. Yeah, this one's going to work pretty good anywhere. But 16, you get downtown there, seems to get caught up in the high rises.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm finally getting some reverb, as you say, feedback here. You know how we was talking about how close they get and they cancel each other out. Well, it's not doing it. It's actually, I can hear it myself now.
Roger on that. That's what I was picking up. Your echo there. Sometimes I make a mistake and leave the HT on, and it kind of like startled me when it went off there, so I had to. Somebody told me that it was the radio.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it's working pretty good yesterday. I didn't think I would actually hear myself by being so close when you told me about it the other time here. And they were canceling each other out. Now it's not doing it, and yeah, I did get a little jitter there when I heard myself over the radio there, Roger.
Yeah. Well, you can always put it on Simplex and listen to yourself that way. You won't come over the repeater.
Yes, sir. I didn't think of that there. I'll do that now.
Yeah, I copy that. Well, I'm getting ready to hit 14 here and make that turn. You can get on Sterling Heights.
Yeah, copy that. Okay. Well, let me know when you get yourself back heading towards our little acres there near the barn there.
Sorry, I was getting ready to turn there and I didn't copy it, so I have to keep my eyeballs there and think, oh, they're doing construction on 14. Okay.
That's a Roger. And no simplexes. Okay. Yeah, that's a Roger there, sir. I'm going to mess with this radio. I got people, they're getting ready to come out now, so I'll do that when I get ready to drop them. I will be standing by and monitoring. This is WSFA 972.
Hey, copy that. WRVV 690, be listening. I'll talk with you again there.
Yeah, copy that. There's a lot of gurgling. There's a lot of gurgling in your transmission there. Did you get to your location there? Yeah, I got it turned down. You got a lot of gurgling in your from where your location
Okay. Are you out of the downtown area?
That's affirmative. I'm East Warren and Van Dyke.
Okay, well I'm stationed there.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to be stationary in a few seconds here. I want to stop at this here Forrest and Maxwell location, this store here.
Copy that.
Okay, 690. I'm going to be out of the vehicle for about approximately 10 of them. And I'll get back with you when I get back in there. WSF 3972, here.
Copy that. WRBB
WSIJ 839 monitoring.
WRNW 329 monitoring.
WCHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WIZX 218. WIZ 28, copy.
WGX 218,
afternoon.
Sorry, good, I'm not walkie-talkie. No, I'm inside, I'm walking on there, Roger.
Roger, yeah. So you did what you have to do, I have to take all those leaves out, huh?
Yeah, copy that. I got a few of them up, a couple bags. They take the yard waste tomorrow, so deal with it. They haven't even started the fall yet, Roger.
got red and yellow and all that, and some of them came down, but they were all dried up.
Yeah, I know. I see what you mean with the mask. It's pretty, they crunch up, a lot of dust. It's so dry, no rain.
I don't know if tomorrow is going to...
It's only 20%, like Saturday, weekend. Maybe 40 Sunday, I don't know, for some rain. I have to wait and see. It might.
But that's not good, 20%. Even 40 is not good enough.
They'll update it today, watch the weather report. But, hopefully we get a little bit. Sure need it there, Roger.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think tonight? Is going to be another opening night?
Hey, it's clear as a bell. Conditions. We have to wait and see, Roger.
I tried to get a hold of Dan out there for the past 3 days and get a hold of him.
It's dead quiet. Dead quiet, nothing. Up north isn't hooked up either, is it? We're not getting Flint, Saginaw, Sheboygan, or nothing, right?
I'll be honest with you, yesterday it was up. Everything was up and running yesterday. All the way to Sheboygan.
Not today, though, right?
Not now, no. Maybe later on today, about 6 or 7.
Yeah, Roger that. That's when the traffic will pick up some, you know, more.
Here's that station 544, and we are hooked up.
Oh yeah, that's Sherman up in Mayville. Roger.
Usually when you get off of work, that's the time we're linked.
I copy that.
Well, that 625 for Peter is still, a little bit noisy, but that's okay. Anyhow, we know about it. Everybody knows about it. I wouldn't worry about it too much anyhow.
After that, I don't, for the most part. It's better. It ain't bad at all. Well, you're class two anyway, but yeah, it's coming through. A little better this afternoon than this morning. It was really bad.
Well, you know what? The average out there it does a good job on that one anyhow.
Roger that. I'm on the Yagi now. I'm on the Yagi now. You notice any difference?
Not much different, just the audio, that's all. When you go on the harvest, it's more power. The audio get more power. I mean, when you're talking, that's what I mean. When you're talking good, solid.
I copy that. Yeah, the conditions are pretty good. We'll see what happens later this evening. And, it just might happen. You never know there, Roger.
Yeah. No, but you got me out there in that 600.
About a week or 10 days ago, I heard scratching up there. It was coming in weak, but I heard it. And I haven't heard nothing in several days. There's one little station down. The guy stands on a roof with a handheld down there somewhere. I talk to him every now and then for radio check he wants there. But he's on a little Baofeng handheld, and he makes it into it there, Roger.
Yeah, have that cheap radio, then they make it. Y'all have to go buy a good radio. Good radio is good for that. He can go on better than what he's got on.
Yeah, roger that. He comes in and wants a radio check. I give him one. He's sounds okay. I can hear him pretty good. I don't know where he's at. He didn't tell me his exact location. But if he's in Livonia, repeater there, telegraph at 96, he's doing okay.
Yeah, that's for sure. He does a good job out there. Telegraph in Livonia, that's a close to that repeater out there.
Right there.
Hey, Randall, I gotta get me something to eat. We'll talk later. WIUG, 88.
All right, Jack, take it easy. Got John and the band out here this evening or something. WRZX, we are standing by.
WSOZ 793. Repeaters were linked this morning because I talked to Chuck in Saginaw. I think somebody else. I just wanted to toss that in there. Anyway, I'm quiet.
Yeah, copy that.
I see the bomb out there. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. No, I just talked to Greg on a text message. He said it's not linked.
Oh, okay. I just figured, I heard you guys talking, and I know it was linked this morning. Like I said, I talked to Chuck. I talked to somebody else, too, and I forgot who. I was still half asleep. But that was this morning. I was going to say whether it's linked up now or not, I don't know, but they were this morning. So, all right, very good. I guess we're not linked up. So, that's the way it is. WSZ 793, I'm quiet.
Dave, they hooked up down there for Flint Repeater, Saginaw, Bay City, and Sheboygan. They're linked already there. That's what Greg said, so, but not here.
Yeah, roger that. Well, the last couple of times have been linked up. I haven't heard Bob. Yesterday was linked up all day and haven't heard Bob. I think day before, too, or somewhere in there. I noticed the past couple of times it's been linked up, haven't heard from Bob. Usually if they're linked up and I say something out here, he gets in there and says hello. And I should maybe send him a text and make sure he's all right, because usually he's out here when they're linked, man. You know, you can always count on him for a conversation, but like I said, I heard you and Randall talking, and I know it was linked up this morning, you know, so. So like I said, I talked to Chuck out of Saginaw and everything. I was kind of, I was wondering if they were linked up. Then I heard Chuck be up, and I was like, oh, we're still linked up. So, all right, very good, man. Good afternoon to you, Jack. And Randall, too, while I'm at it. WSSD 793, I'm quiet.
All right, Dave, take care. WIUG, 48. WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile, monitoring. WRVS 713, do you copy? Negative on WRVS 713. WSGG 772, mobile, monitoring.
afternoon time there, Paul. WRWV 49.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, just on my way home from the workplace. Stopping up at North Shack to pick up a chicken dinner.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just out and about. I guess, you know, one more assignment and I'll be done.
One thing I can say, thank God tomorrow's Friday.
Well, for me, it's just another day, you know. That's about it.
I don't work weekends. I just work Monday through Friday.
Working 7 days a week for, what, a little over 20 years.
Wow. That's much.
Those don't pay themselves, and I don't want to rely on somebody else's billfold, Roger.
He goes by the name Mike here, but his real name is Kent Reaver.
In the North Shack right now, stand by. WSGG 772.
Going on there, the other Paul.
I forgot he's Paul, too. Yeah, winner, winner, and then what he's getting for dinner. What's going on, Mike? So, yeah, let's see if I can run. Giving this call out during the day. What is it? 7:38?
Good call, yeah. I'm just driving by the chain man, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. WSHM, my God. Came so foreign to say it in the afternoon. All right, what's going on? So you're getting off work, I take it.
No, I got one more, you know, stop, and that'll be done.
All right, I think I know the place Paul was going to get his chicken dinner. I forget what road that's on, but it's like a la north of 59-ish. Like South Boulevard, I think, or something.
Sounds like Auburn Hills.
No, probably eastern edge of Shelby, Rochester, right there. I think it's South Boulevard. It's right on the southwest corner. It's like a chicken shack. I mean, if you walk in it, you'll think you're in chicken shack.
Yeah, I've never been there. I've been to that pizza place there in Rochester downtown in the old historical district. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's somewhere different. But this is like a chicken shack. I don't know how long it's been there. I've actually ate there once or twice. I think Chicken Shack is a little better, but it's a good knockoff of one.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't know that one. They got a new one here that they just put up. That Harrington and South Fresh is supposed to be called the Healthy Chicken. And I'm thinking it's going to be one of those, like, you know, chicken places where you got, like, a dry chicken breast with seasoning on it. Vegetables. Something like that, you know.
Okay, well, the roasted chicken at the Chicken Shack is pretty good, and roasted potatoes are pretty awesome, too. Their ribs are expensive, but good.
Chicken Shack, I find to be subpar as with the one there at Harper and 13, or just south of 13. On the east side.
I've been to that one too, Shaner. There's a little further west. Ryan. maybe. I don't know. Anyway, they're pretty good.
Shag barbecued ribs are awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So where is the place you just went? Because it's like a, you stepped out, but it was a Chicken Shack knockoff. Is that the one on, like, South Boulevard or whatever Mound turns into?
It's called North Shack. It's been around since the early 80s. I've been going there since high school. It's on DeQuinder and Auburn Road, right on the corner.
There you go, Mike. That's, yeah, it's on the southwest corner. I didn't recognize, I mean, I kind of recognized the name. I didn't remember it, like, if somebody held a gun to my head, which is probable in radio lifetime. But I couldn't spit out the name right by itself, but I know, like, where it is, and I know how to get to it, and I've been there, I ate there, and it's a la Chicken Shack Oleus all the way. So, now, you've had Chicken Shack chicken and the ribs. How do you stack up their chicken against the Chicken Shack chicken?
It's about the same, really. I love the coleslaw, too.
There you go, Mike. Help us out.
Well, I've never been to that place, so I can't even tell you what it's like. So, I've been to Chicken Shack, you know, I know what that's like. It's all right. But I couldn't tell you this place here.
I like chicken in the rough in Port Huron.
Yeah, well, it's kind of the same, Mike. I agree with him. The chicken was very close. The roasted potatoes are very close. The ribs could be different. I can't tell you that, but it's pretty good, right? That's what I got to say about it.
North Shack ribs are awesome, falling off the bone.
Yeah, the sauce is tremendous. I mean, that sauce is really, really good.
They make their own sauce.
Well, there you go. Winner, winner, and then what you're having for dinner.
I also like chicken in the rough in Port Huron.
Chicken in the buff, what'd you call it?
Chicken in the rough.
Okay, well, I can't say I go up there and eat all the time, so I wouldn't know.
I'm in that area. I'll stop at Chicken in the Rough.
You must be getting paid by that man. You threw that name out about 10 times in the last 2 minutes.
That's funny, yeah. When you go in there, it's like walking back in the past. It's all decorated in the 50s.
Mike?
Is that the one that's down the street from the Mickey D's Diner? It used to be called something else, Powers Diner. It looks like a diner car. You're talking about near there?
Chicken in the Rough has been there for a long time. I don't know what it was before.
On Main Street, right, or whatever that is, by military?
It's right on Main Street there.
Yeah, so I think it's this little diner, I think. I couldn't even tell you the name of it, Mike. I think it's been there a long time, too. It's about the only place I ever remember eating there, and it was after a swap or something. But, anyways.
At the home base, so I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. WSGG 772, we're clear.
Enjoy your chicken.
Blue.
We'll get a chicken report tomorrow morning on how scrumptious it was.
Count on it.
Who else has got good chicken? Happy's Pizza. I mean, I know it's a pizza joint, but they got some really good chicken and rib tips.
Okay, yeah, I guess if we go to a pizza place, I'm probably getting pizza, but, you know, some places specialize in other things for sure. I see my gas gauge has hit an all-time low. I don't usually see it this way. I had some running around and drop off some stuff somewhere, and got to get some gas, so about a quarter of a mile away from that.
Well, gas prices are pretty cheap, man. You know, they're going down. I paid, the other day, I paid $2.69.
Gold is up, gas is down. Silver's up, too.
That's what they were saying. It's like, what is it, $4,000 an ounce or something?
Yeah, about $4,300. And I think silver is about $54 an ounce, so... really moving here.
A lot of old, you know, silver dimes and quarters.
You're going to need a whole lot of them to mean some money, but they're 90% silver if they're like 1964 and before, or something like that. So, yeah. You know, you need a lot of those, so better to buy it by the 10-ounce bars.
Why I would get a lot is, you know, every time I walk by the coin store, I see, like, you know, quarters and dimes, and it'd be in the reject chute, and I'm looking, and I'm like, well, yeah, because the coin store, you know, doesn't read these right, you know, because they think it's not the right weight. So a lot of them are from, like, yeah, the early 60s on down to, like, the 30s. I got a whole jar full.
Yeah, some of the silver dollars changed for two or three years, too. They were 40% silver. I think 65, 66, 67, something like that. But I'm pretty sure 64 and before was all silver, because silver was cheap enough to where the coin was still worth more than the silver content. Now it's obviously way different. All right, I'm at the gas pumps. I'll catch you later. Have a good one. WRWB 489 WSHM 738.
We'll catch you later. WRWB 489, and we'll be listening. Plus Charlie's in there.
WNCHR 566 WC844.
WRVV 690, mobile. Listen.
WSCI 847, WIUG 38, copy.
WRUG 488 from WRMQ 805. Do you copy?
WRUG 488, go ahead.
How you doing tonight, Jack? This is Cliff. We've spoken before over here on this one. I was just checking out a radio that I'm getting ready to get rid of that I'm showing to somebody. I just wanted them to know that it absolutely works. You're the first person I thought of to talk to. Alrighty, Jack, thanks for coming back to me. You drive safe out there, because I can tell by your signal you're in one of those bad places again, alright? So you be safe out there, and if I don't talk to you again on this side, I will talk to you on the ham side, alright? You have a good evening. 73's for now. WRMQ 805, clear after your final.
Take care. Have a good evening. Thank you for calling. WIUG 48.
WSJU 861, WRTX 957.